CMA Fest is going for you so far, and what are some things you guys are looking forward to maybe tonight?
So far, so good. It's funny, the traffic's really bad. That's a good thing, so that means there's a lot of people. Now, it's been exciting. You know, we did the, we're at the CMT Awards last night, and then afterwards, we had a little romantic dinner, all of us and our spouses, and it was really cool. It was a pretty fun night. I met up with Luke Bryan, and then turned into crazy night, of course. But it's been a lot of fun, and just excited about, you know, performing. I mean, the energy, you know, in front of 60,000 people is something to look forward to every year.
Tom? Can you guys talk about the mashup from last night? The guys on Hot Shell Ray said, Dave, that it was kind of your idea. When they told me about it, I was like, well, that's not going to work. It was brilliant. It was really great.
Thank you.
Well, we were throwing out ideas. You know, we were talking a couple months ago of what we could do, something fun for the award show. And, you know, we mentioned that idea, and I got to thinking, and I just opened up both of the songs on my laptop and started laying them over each other. And they really worked out. It's funny. They're both the exact same tempo, and they both lined up. We had to change the keys a little bit. But once I started putting them together, you know, the lyrics flowed together. And they kind of just went back and forth really well. So it was fun. I mean, it was kind of like putting a puzzle together with both of those songs. And it made for a great little fun night.
And them being from Nashville, too, you know, and they're actually a lot of the guys, their dads are huge in the music industry. And so
we were out looking for a good time, actually.
With Ryan and Jamie's dad. Yeah. And so it's such a small world. And I've known Ryan and Jamie for 6 years, longer than that, long before I was a part of Lady in a Bell. So it felt very Nashville, and it was really fun, and especially for Ryan and I, because I remember meeting him right when they started the band, and he was wanting to do this, and to see how far we've both come, and to be able to share the stage was awesome.
Joyce?
Talk about going to Australia in the fall. You've been there once, so what are you looking forward to getting back to, or maybe getting to do this time if you didn't get to go before?
Yeah, well, I remember I was so jet lagged the first time that they all kept getting mad at me because I kept wanting to sleep during the day, and so I didn't get to do much sightseeing because I believe in jet lag now. It's such a far flight, but we did do some really cool things. We did when we did that boat trip in Sydney, Brendan in Sydney.
Yep.
That was really cool with all our bands. So I'd love to go do that again and some other things. We're playing the
opera house.
Opera House, and so really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the zoos. Can you talk about the fact that when you guys started, you were all in very different places in your personal lives, and I know that you often maybe played off of Hillary's love life to get inspiration for songs, but now that you all are all three happily married, and can you talk about how it's changed the dynamic in the group and how it's affected your creative process?
Well, we all, instead of ESPN being on the on the TV, it's more about home improvement shows and, you know, things like that. But, once you get domesticated, that's what you watch.
No, it's wonderful. I mean, I think all three of us are really just in really happy places. And that definitely finds its way into our songwriting. But it also, this isn't going to be an album. Our next album isn't going to be just full of, you know, happy, lovey songs. I mean, we definitely still have a past to pull from but it makes being on the road together, it's always been fun, but especially now the families just continue to grow and
relate to each other.
And we definitely relate.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Hunter. Well, you guys have some drama with the new single, Wanted You More. Tell me about singing that song, what it's like on stage, and why you're excited to put it out.
Well, one of the coolest things is we wrote that actually during soundcheck with our band. It started. You know, they were just up there kind of noodling around, and that sounds really cool. And we started kind of, you know, coming up with this melody, and after sound check, went back into the dressing room and wrote this song. And so I think that really makes it special for us. And, you know, one thing was funny after listening to the song more and more, it felt like almost the next stage of Need You Now. It's like you have Need You Now, and this one's Wanted You More. It's like, you know, you're past that. It's like, I guess you wanted me more than I wanted you. I don't need, and, you know, one of the lines is, I don't need you anymore. And so I think that's one thing that'd be kind of cool. It's almost like
continuing
that story a little bit. And what was the next chapter after that?
It makes me, like, that song, with the instrumentation and then especially with the lyric, like, I think it makes me sad to sing it, you know, because it's, Like the lyric, you know, I think everybody, whether we want to admit it or not, have been in a place where we cared about the other person more than they cared about us. And I think it's a very vulnerable thing to admit and sing about. And so it's definitely emotional every night.
CMA Fest, as you know, is all about the fans. And if y'all were in their shoes, what artist, dead or alive, would you stand in line to meet?
Glenn Campbell, would you?
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
I wanted to meet Willie. I still haven't met Willie. Saw him last night from afar. As a fan right now, I think it's hard to beat a Luke Bryan or a Jason Aldean show. They're such a fun, you know, they're such fun, high energy shows. So as a fan, I would sit in line to go watch those shows, that's for sure.
Reba, George Strait, Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Well, we talked to you almost immediately after you put out your current album. You guys were already feverishly writing, and you had set up Club Labellum, and I would imagine by now you might be bursting at the seams with all kinds of new material. Can you give us an update on that, and is there any kind of a timeline for when you might put some of this out?
Well, we're going to start working on some new stuff. We're going to try not to put too much of a timeline, but we're going to start working on new material in the fall. Anytime we have, you know, kind of a window of time, and we've been touring so much this year. It's funny when we're not touring, so ready back out there. And then now I think we're definitely writing all these songs. Can't wait to get in there and just see what these are going to turn into. And so I'm actually really anxious about it and excited. And we've written some great songs. But I will say, coupled with our buddies, the Warren Brothers and Josh Kerrigan and Dallas.
Coupled with the band guys too, the same era of Wendy Moore and that soundcheck, but. We have a mobile studio in the bar area backstage. So between the bar and recording and ping pong, we fill out the entire day.
No, we have nicknames for everything. RTD2 and Level Bell. And
what's the ping pong called?
Ping pong.
Have you ever calculated the total number of tattoos among all three of you? So what is it?
One, two,
and I'm not allowed to
three, four.
I'm not allowed to disclose.
Dead. That's one right here.
Wait a minute.
That's one
right
here. Oh, that
was
a little tramp, man. Sorry. It's over. Everybody that has one of those things, so don't want it.
No, you like
it. Say maybe it can be a taxing time on everyone, including the fans. Do you have like a survival kit or something that helps you kind of get through this week?
Water
and sleep, but it's hard to find it, you know, it's hard to find sleep during this.
Pace yourself. I mean, it's like sensory overload for everybody, whether it's us as the artists or the fans coming in, and so I know it's hard to like take